You're listening to NewsRant Finance. Today is Friday evening, April 24th, 2026. Real stories, AI voice. Details at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Let's dive in.
Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on Armor Residential REIT, Inc., 1Q26. Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on Armor Residential REIT, Inc. In 1Q26, ARR reported a net loss of $58.0 million, with improved net interest income at $70,700,000, but offset by losses on agency securities and U.S. Treasuries. Book value declined by 6.5% to $17.42 per share, impacting total economic return. Despite challenges, ARR's core earnings improved, dividend coverage increased, and liquidity remained strong. Stonegate updates coverage on Third Coast Bank Shares, Inc., 1Q26. Stonegate Capital Partners updates their coverage on Third Coast Bank Shares, Inc. For 1Q26, Third Coast reported net income of $16,399,999 and $1.03, or $1.03 basic diluted EPS, versus $17,900,000 and $1.21, $1.02 in 4Q25. The linked quarter decline was primarily driven by approximately $3,300,000 of pre-tax Keystone-related merger expense, including elevated legal professional fees and higher compensation tied to retention, sign-on, and discretionary bonuses. Even with that noise, profitability remains solid, with reported ROA of 1.08% and ROTCE of 12.23%. Excluding merger expense, management indicated ROA would have been 1.25% and diluted EPS approximately $1.02.
Terrence Murphy's Synergy Sports Capital eyes future of private equity. Synergy Sports Capital, a sports-focused private equity firm founded by former NFL heir and entrepreneur Terrence C. Murphy Sr., has launched with a focus on acquiring and scaling high-growth sports leagues, teams, and sports-adjacent ventures. Partnering with Manifestive Design, they have developed a complete brand ecosystem to communicate their investment philosophy and long-term growth strategy to investors and partners.
The new edition of Educutiva magazine highlights the 26 successful women of 2026. Educutiva magazine's latest edition features 26 successful women of 2026, spotlighting female leaders from IFB who excel in the financial sector. These professionals from IFB showcase excellence, innovation, and commitment in strategic positions, reflecting the growing role of women in international banking. IFB stands out for its personalized banking solutions, catering to local and international clients seeking sustainable growth in Miami's dynamic market.
Prison Media Wire weekly press release roundup, April 20th to April 24th, 2026. Top financial and corporate news highlights. Prism Media Wire presents the weekly press release roundup for April 20th to April 24th, 2026. Featuring top financial and corporate news highlights. Stay tuned for the latest updates from companies like ARA, BCBC, Akon, SkyX AUUD, SSII, BIEAH. For more information, visit Prism Media Wire's website and social media channels for exclusive insights and news.
Gold edges down as uncertainty surrounds Iran talks. Gold is hovering near $4,800 per ounce amidst uncertainty surrounding Iran talks, with prices softening slightly in early Asian trading. The recent rebound was driven by easing tensions around the Strait of Hormuz, reducing immediate inflation fears and reviving expectations of potential Federal Reserve rate cuts. Companies like Platinum Group Metals Limited, engaged in gold mining, are closely monitoring the situation.
Investor news breaks. Octamund Bank Holdings, Inc., NYSE American, XOHC, reports Q1 2026 net income of $4,700,000. Amid strong loan and deposit growth, Optimum Bank Holdings, Inc., NYSE American, OOCE, reported a first quarter 2026 net income of $4.70 million, up from $3.90 million last year, driven by increased net interest income and non-interest gains. The company saw a 17.3% rise in total deposits to $1.09 billion and a 13.8% increase in gross loans to $1.09 billion, showcasing growth in its relationship-based banking model. Network news breaks on Teletic Therapeutics. Inc. featured in Network News Audio editorial on pipeline-driven valuation. Ontoletic Therapeutics is featured in a Network News Audio press release discussing how late-stage drug development assets are driving real-time valuation in the biopharma sector. The editorial emphasizes the value creation as products near commercialization, a trend relevant to Ontoletic's oncology-focused pipeline. The company, led by CEO Dr. Vong Trio, aims to address high unmet need cancers with innovative therapeutic candidates and leverages its AI-enabled platform for research and regulatory processes. Investor news breaks, Planet Ventures, Inc., OTC Pink, XPNXPF, engages Global One Media for investor outreach campaign. Planet Ventures, Inc., OTC Pink, PNXPF, has enlisted Global One Media Group TPE Limited for an investor outreach campaign. The partnership includes producing and distributing video interviews and marketing content on various digital platforms. The agreement, effective from May 1st to October 31st, 2026, involves a cash fee of $39,000. For more details, visit the company's website.
Trailbreaker adopts semi-annual reporting. Trailbreaker Resources Limited announces the adoption of semi-annual financial reporting, replacing quarterly reporting. This change, effective for the three-month interim period ending Q1 2026, aligns with Coordinated Blanket Order 51-933. The British Columbia Securities Commission's order allows eligible venture users to file financial reports biannually instead of quarterly. President and CEO Dithi McGeerile notes the shift will reduce administrative burdens and focus resources on exploration and shareholder value. Atlas Clear Holdings signs letter of intent to acquire ARC Financial Services, Inc., together with its wholly owned subsidiary, Dawson James Securities, Inc. Atlas Clear Holdings has signed a letter of intent to acquire ARC Financial Services, Inc., and its subsidiary, Dawson James Securities, Inc. This acquisition will add investment banking and capital markets origination to Atlas Clear's platform, with an expected annual revenue of $45 million and operating net income of $5 million. The transaction will close in two steps, with Atlas Clear acquiring an initial 24.9% interest upon execution of the definitive agreement. Charbonne increases $10 million, convertible loan first drawdown amount to $3 million. Charbonne Corporation has increased the first drawdown amount of its $10 million convertible loan from Riverfort Global Opportunities PCC Limited to $3 million. The terms have been modified to include a 25% premium conversion price for subsequent drawdowns. The first drawdown will be available upon signing definitive agreements with Riverfort and DSX Venture Exchange approval.
Investor news breaks. ACP Holdings Acquisition Corp. closes $200 million IPO and private placement. ACP Holdings Acquisition Corp. has successfully closed its $200 million IPO, consisting of 20 million units priced at $10 each. Additionally, a private placement of 485,000 units brought total funds placed in trust to approximately $201 million. The company focused on pursuing a business combination with companies valued at $750 million or more, has commenced trading on NASDAQ under ACGCU.
Alternative data can give investors an edge. Battlefin's Alt Data Consensus Estimates platform delivers it. Battlefin's Alt Data Consensus Estimates platform is set to revolutionize how investors make decisions. By aggregating signals from multiple alternative data providers, investors can now access continuously updated insights beyond traditional financial reports and analyst estimates. The platform, launching on May 14th, aims to provide a clear picture of company performance and market trends, offering a competitive edge in today's complex investment landscape.
The Undrilled Basin Thesis: How Greenland Energy Company is advancing a 2-million-acre Arctic opportunity. Greenland Energy Company is advancing a 2-million-acre Arctic opportunity in East Greenland's Jameson Land Basin. With rights to up to 70% working interest, the company aims to tap into an estimated 13 billion barrels of recoverable oil. Stampede Drilling, Halliburton, Desconay, and IPT Well Solutions are on board for the 2026 drilling campaign. This untapped basin presents a rare frontier opportunity for investors seeking technical risk and optionality. Mythos Threat Intelligence Series, Part 6, T5 Credential Theft, HSM Keys, SWIFT Tokens, and More. VectorCertain LLC announced validation results showing its ability to detect and prevent credential exfiltration before execution across large-scale adversarial testing. 1,000 scenarios tested across 7 subcategories of credential theft with 100% recall and 97.5% specificity. Financial sector breaches cost $5.56 million on average. VectorCertain is the only company to detect and prevent AI agents from stealing credentials before execution.
Intershop publishes figures for Q1 26. Intershop Communications AG reported a positive EBIT of €0.1 million for Q1 26, attributed to cost-cutting measures. Cloud business showed growth with incoming orders up 8% and revenues increasing by 3% to €5.3 million. Despite an overall revenue decrease to €7.9 million, the company remains optimistic for the year ahead.
Innoscripta SE. Annual general meeting approves dividend of €4 per share and confirms supervisory board with strong capital markets expertise. Innoscripta SE shareholders approved a dividend of €4 per share at the annual general meeting. The supervisory board, including experts in capital markets, finance, and corporate development, was confirmed. The board members bring valuable experience from companies like Compo Group SE and Co. KGA and Birkenstock Group. Shareholders also agreed to relocate the company's registered seat from Munich to Tutzing for improved organizational efficiency and international growth opportunities.
Hepac Gladstone Financial Corporation reports first quarter financial results. Hepac Gladstone Financial Corporation reported first quarter 2026 financial results showing continued growth in core earnings, with net income reaching $14.20 million, up 16% from the previous quarter. Total loans increased by 12% to $6.40 billion, while deposits grew 9% to $6.80 billion year-over-year. The company's net interest margin increased to 3.26%, reflecting steady growth in interest-earning assets and lower costs on liabilities.
China maintains dominance over rare earths, but Western-aligned companies are stepping up. The recently launched Sprott Rare Earths ex-China ETF focuses exclusively on companies operating outside of China, providing exposure to the rare earth materials industry while avoiding Chinese companies. This ETF is part of Sprott's expanding suite of critical materials ETFs, offering investors a way to navigate geopolitical risks associated with Chinese production.
Beeline Holdings, BLNA, to host Q1 2026 stakeholder update call May 14th at 5 p.m. ET. CEO Nick Luza and CFO Chris Moe will lead the call, discussing the company's performance and ongoing initiatives. Beeline Holdings is a mortgage fintech company based in Providence, Rhode Island, offering a digital platform for home loans.
The private access thesis, how Planet Ventures, Inc. gained exposure to Relativity Space's next phase. Planet Ventures, Inc. recently invested $125,000 in MCXGP Relativity Fund ILLC, a special purpose vehicle participating in Relativity Space, Inc.'s latest financing round. Led by former Google CEO Eric Schmidt, Relativity Space is advancing the Terran R launch vehicle and exploring orbital data centers. This move adds to Planet Ventures' expanding space sector portfolio, providing exposure to private aerospace opportunities previously limited to larger investors.
The private access thesis, how Planet Ventures, Inc. gained exposure to Relativity Space's next phase. Planet Ventures, Inc. recently invested $125,000 in MCXGP Relativity Fund ILLC, a special purpose vehicle participating in Relativity Space, Inc.'s latest financing round. Led by former Google CEO Eric Schmidt, Relativity Space is advancing the Terran R fully reusable launch vehicle and exploring orbital data centers for AI workloads. This move adds to Planet Ventures' space sector portfolio, offering exposure to private aerospace opportunities previously limited to VC firms and corporate investors. Benzinga and PropShop Trader to host webinar on the new era of proprietary trading. Benzinga and PropShop Trader are teaming up to host a webinar on the new era of proprietary trading. The session will delve into how modern prop firms are changing the game for retail traders by offering access to professional capital and structured career pathways. Join Senior Risk Manager Jim Simmons as he breaks down evaluation models, risk management frameworks, and the transition from personal capital to firm-backed accounts. Register for the webinar on April 23rd at 11 a.m. ET on Benzinga.com.
As Russia's fiscal deficit grows, the Kremlin has started selling gold. The Bank of Russia has divested about 22 tons of gold this year to fund the budget deficit, which reached $61.30 billion by March. With dwindling revenues from oil and gas, the bull run of gold continues, benefiting firms like Numa Numa Resources Inc.
Balance my books. Q1 review finds outsourced payroll cut Sydney overheads. Balance My Books Q1 review reveals that outsourced payroll services are reducing overhead for Sydney SMEs. Small businesses in Sydney are facing financial pressures, prompting owners to seek cost-effective solutions. By transitioning to outsourced bookkeeping and payroll management, businesses have reported significant savings in both time and expenses. Real-time reporting has enabled faster decision-making, with clients experiencing a 30% reduction in monthly financial administration costs.
All, thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.